Yeah, the recent stories is really disappointing because there hasn't been enough maintenance done on their effluent, and so this is not good, and not only for Van dairies, it's also bad for the dairy industry. So we don't want to be have this sort of thing around. We need to clean the act up.
And what's the mood of the community at the moment?
I'm not hearing a lot in the community. I would expect that the community will expect that we make sure that they comply. And so I know there's EPA's working with it, and so is TDIA, the Dairy Industry Authority, and council as well. And so we've got to work with these people, and I know that Mr. Liu is doing a fair amount of work to clean it up. But not only do we need to have it cleaned up, we need to make sure that from now on there's enough maintenance done on those farms so that it doesn't happen again.
Are you surprised by what's going on, given that there have been warnings in the past?
It surprises me that they haven't taken more notice of the warnings in the past, yes, but obviously that hasn't happened, and so we need to be a bit more stringent on them now and make sure that, and that they are seeking to fix it up now, and so, but it should have been done before.
Have the regulators been asleep at the wheel?
No, I think the regulators probably should have come down a bit earlier, but I think that the regulators ought to be trying to help rather than just swing the big stick. But and it's got to the stage now where the stick has got to be come down on if they don't continue to do what is required.
I mean, I guess you're one of them as well. Council has been involved in investigating Van Dairy and some of the environmental concerns.
Yes, we've had staff down on the properties over the last month. Most days there's been staff either on the properties or working with EPA and TDIA, so it's a big impost for council as well, because our staff has got to do reports and check things out.
What do revelations like this mean for Circular Head?
Well, we pride ourselves as being clean green, not and this is obviously not being clean and green, so it's against where we want to see the community, because we've got the cleanest air in the world. And our water is as good as you can get, and that's why even Mount Franklin has got their water down here. And so a lot of water comes from down here to get sold as well. So we want to be seen to be clean, not what's happening at this point in time.
So is that reputation based on reality, given what has been going on at Van Dairy?
Up until lately, yes, it's been really good. But we do need to fix this. I said it's a hiccup rather than a something that's going to be around forever. It can't be around forever. It's got to be cleaned up.
So, do you have confidence in the management of Van Dairy to be able to clean up their act and move forward?
Well, I hope that they do, and I mean the proof will be in the pudding, no doubt. We need to work with them, and if they don't get their act together, they won't be able to operate as dairy farms.
In the past, some people have said that the 2016 decision to sell the property was a mistake, and there's been calls since then to have it sold to someone else. Is that something you would support?
If they don't get their act together, yes, but I think that at the point time there wasn't too many other buyers about, and we don't have any control over who buys land, and at that point in time they were the only ones really that showed a lot of interest. Yeah, we don't have too much control over it, to be quite honest.
Was it a mistake?
Was it a mistake? Come and talk to me in a few months' time and I'll tell you whether it was a mistake or not then.
What about other dairy farmers in the region who aren't associated with Van Dairy? Are they concerned about what this sort of story might mean for them and their business?
Well, I think for the whole dairy industry and then for agriculture in the whole, it's not the stories that we want to get out there. I mean, our stories need to be that we have got a brilliant product to sell, and so we don't want to be seen to be people that don't look after our waterways and don't dispose of effluent properly. It needs to be done much better than it is.
So what needs to happen from here?
Oh, we need to the EPA and TDIA and council needs to work with them and other farmers that might not be doing the right thing.
Circular head man Darryl Quillam speaking to Lachlan Bennett about fresh concerns at Van Dairy, and the Northwest Company director Shi Ang Feng Lu said in a statement, FDL was undertaking repairs to the effluent ponds and pumping systems identified in the council notices. Most of the urgent repair work will be completed within the next 2 weeks. Mr. Lu says more intensive works that will provide a permanent solution will be completed by the end of this month.